Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have a great show. The Four Freshmen, Lionel Hampton, Ella Fitzgerald, and many more, so stick around. Now, to get us started, we'll be hearing from Seth MacFarlane. We'll have Billy May. And right now, it's Doris Day with Les Brown and Come to Baby Do.
Take a choo-choo. I came a long, 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 long way to take you in my arms. And now it's your first move to prove that you've been true. Come to baby too. You've been away, 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 away beyond the blue horizon. I'm hoping no, 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 no one else is on your mind. So fuck up, my sweet, and meet your Waterloo. Come to baby do. Stop me from guessing. Tain't no time to tease. Stop all this messing. Put your begging baby at ease. I wanna love, love, love you just the way I wanna love you. I'm gonna try, try, try to make you try to understand. When all is said and done, the one for me is you. So come to me.
Thank you. the cream in my coffee or the salt in my stew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You're the starch in my collar, you're the lace in my shoe. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Now most men tell love tales, and each phrase dovetails. You've heard each known way. This way is my own way, dear. You're the sail in my love boat. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Guys tell love tales, and each phrase dovetails. You've heard each known way. This way is my own way, dear. You're the sail in my love boat. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you.
That was Seth MacFarlane from his CD called Music Is Better Than Words. And a Ray Henderson tune from 1928 called You're the Cream in My Coffee was in a film called This Cockeyed World with Cockeyed Joe E. Brown. Before that, it was Billy May and Makin' Whoopee. Gus Kahn, Walter Donaldson wrote it in 1928 also. And it was number 14 on the hit parade in 1952. Before that, Doris Day performed with Les Brown's orchestra. A song called Come to Baby Do got up to number 13 on the hit parade in 1946. I'm Bill Cartwright, and you're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB, and welcome. Well, it was on this week back in 1909 that Louis Berlioz of France crossed the English Channel in a 28-horsepower monoplane with a wingspan of just 23 feet, the first time this trick had been accomplished to cross the English Channel. Babe Ruth proved that he could catch a baseball in a stunt at Mitchell Field in New York. Ruth caught a baseball that was dropped from an airplane. The plane was at about 250 feet, traveling at about 100 miles per hour, and he caught it on this week in 1926. The first typewriter was patented by William Burt of Mount Vernon, Michigan. Didn't work so well, but it was the first one, and it was on this week in 1829. Henry Ford sold his first production car, the Model A. It had a two-cylinder internal combustion engine, and it was sold on this week in 1903. And the first municipal passenger service, railroad passenger service, was established right here in Cincinnati on this week in 1877. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, we have Phil Harris. What was the last time you heard Phil Harris? We have Della Reese, and here's Duke Ellington's orchestra, Joya Sherrill on vocal, and I'm Beginning to See the Light. Thank you.
came and caused a spark that's a coral on fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
In the still of the night, as I gaze from my window at the moon in its flight, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still of the night, while the world is in the slumber, oh, the times without number, darling, when I sigh to you, do you love me as I love you? Are you my life to be, my dream? Growing dim on the rim of a hill in the chill.
Have you ever passed the corner of Fourth and Grand, where a little ball of rhythm runs a shoeshine stand? People gather round and they clap their hands. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. He charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. Makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. Feel as though you want to dance when he gets through. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. But it's a wonder that the rag don't tear. The way he makes it pop, vop. You ought to hear him fanning the air. with a hoppity hippity hippity hoppity hoppity hippity hop. He opens up for business when the clock strikes nine. He loves to get 'em early, says that's when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with that great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoe shine boy. Oh, man, that's fine. Say, boy, what's your name?
Scatman Roth.
Scatman Roth, huh?
Mm-hmm. But you can just call me Roth.
Roth?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna tell you one thing, Roth. You lay down a lot of cloth. But it's a wonder that that rag don't tear. The way he makes it snap, vap. You ought to hear him fanning the air with a snappity-wap-bap, snappity-wap-bap, snappity-wap-bap-dee with a bap-bap-de-bap. He opens up for business when the clock strikes nine. That boy wants to get him early. He knows that's when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with that great big bundle of joy. He whops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoe shine boy.
Boss, this is what you call flogging the flow shines.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Say, let me ask you one thing. What would you do if I lay down a half?
Oh, man, a half would make me laugh.
'Cause he's the Chattanooga shoe shine boy.
That's a novelty tune written in 1941 by the fine songwriting duo of Mack Gordon and Harry Warren. And this appeared, this being the Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy with Phil Harris, appeared in a Glenn Miller film you probably have seen called Sun Valley Serenade. Before that, it was a Cole Porter tune. He wrote the words and the music in 1937 to In the Still of the Night, sung here by Della Reese. And we had the Duke Ellington Orchestra with a vocal by Joya Sherrill and Harry James and Duke Ellington tune from 1944 called I'm Beginning to See the Light. Big song, got on the hit parade number 6 in 1945. Well, it was on this week back in 1934 that Public Enemy number 1, the notorious John Dillinger, was gunned down and mortally wounded by FBI agents at the Biograph Theater in Chicago. On this week in 1775, the Postal Service was established by the Second Continental Congress of the United States. The first Postmaster General was the same gentleman who graces the $100 bill and the gentleman who flew a kite in it with a key attached in a thunderstorm, namely Benjamin Franklin. And he was paid the grand sum of $1,000 a year for his job as Postmaster General. The community of Miami, Florida, incorporated on this week back in 1896. Population had a grand population was 260 in 1896. And the singing telegram was introduced on this week in 1933. The first person to receive a singing telegram was a singer by the name of Rudy Valley, in honor of his 32nd birthday. Coming up on Swing, we're going to be hearing from the Four Freshmen, from Lionel Hampton, and here's Ella Fitzgerald with Nelson Riddle and A Fine Romance.
We should be like a couple of hot tomatoes, but you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance you won't fine romance. You won't wrestle. I might as well play bridge with my old maid aunts. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance, a fine romance. My good fellow, you take romance, I'll take jello. You're calmer than the seals in the Arctic Ocean. At least they flap their fins to express emotion. But in a fine romance, with no quarrels, with no insults and all morals, I've never must the crease in your blue serge pants. I never get the chance. This is a fine romance, a fine romance, with no kisses, a fine romance, my friend. This is, we two should be like clams in a dish of chowder, but we just fizz like pots of a sightless powder.
Thank you. You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you. And all the time you knew it, I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times, dear, you made me feel so bad. You made me sigh, for I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I want some love, that's true. Yes, I do, indeed I do, you know I do. Give me what I cry for. You know you got the brand of kisses that I'd die for. You know you made me love you.
Do-a-do-a, peep-a-glow.
You know you got the brand of kisses that I'd die for. You know you made me love you. Do 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 do. You made me love you.
One of the great swing tunes of all time, and all time means a long time. This was written back in 1913. And I really don't know who wrote it, but it was on the hit parade by Al Jolson that same year. It got up to number one. It was You Made Me Love You, done here by the Four Freshmen. By the way, Harry James also had this on the hit parade in 1941. Before that, it was a great George and Ira Gershwin tune from 1927 called Swonderful. And we started with Ella Fitzgerald, with a Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields tune from 1936 called A Fine Romance. We're going to take a little break right now. I'll be back after the break with Benny Goodman. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and we have lots more good stuff coming up. In the next 10 minutes, it'll be Buddy Greco. We'll have Patti Page, and here is Benny Goodman and Wrapping It Up.
got to give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. You've got to laugh a little, cry a little, before the clouds roll by a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. As long as there's the two of us, we've got the world and all its charms. And when the world is through with us, we've got each other's arms. You've got to win a little, lose a little, and always have the blues a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. You gotta give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break a little. You gotta laugh a little, cry a little, before the clouds roll by a little. As long there's the two of us, we've got the world and all its charms. And when the world is through with us, we've got each other's arms. You've got to win a little, lose a little, and always have the blues a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love, of love.
Roses are shining in Picardy in the hush of the silvery dew. Roses are flowering in Picardy, but there's never a rose like you. And the roses will die with the summertime, and our roads may be so far apart, but there's one rose that dies not in Picardy. It's the rose that I keep in my heart. Shining in Picardy in the hush of the silvery dew. Roses are flowering in Picardy, but there's never a rose like you. And that rose will die in the summertime, and our roads may be so far apart, but the dies not in Picardy. It's that rose that I keep. Oh, I see it in my sleep. Oh, the rose that I keep in my heart. Oh.
Buddy Greco and one of his 16 most requested songs called The Roses of Picardy. Before that, it was The Singin' Rage, Miss Patti Page, with a Lou Stein tune from 1936 called The Glory of Love. Now, who had this on the hit parade? It was Benny Goodman, got up to number one in 1936. And speaking of Benny Goodman, we started with Benny, a song called Wrappin' It Up, also known as The Lindy Glide. And it was written by Fletcher Henderson and made popular by both Fletcher Henderson and by Benny Goodman. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was during his fourth fireside chat that U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt showed why his homey, warm, comfortable discussion was, indeed, a fireside chat. The president stopped during discussion on the air on This Week in 1933. Now, remember, folks, this was radio, and he asked for a glass of water, which he then sipped. Newsman Robert Trout is credited with coming up with the name Fireside Chat because of real moments like this. Birthday, Amelia Earhart, born on This Week in 1898. She, of course, was an aviator, first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic, first woman to fly solo from Hawaii to California. And sadly, one of the great mysteries of all time, she disappeared July 2nd, 1937, near Howland Island in the Pacific during a round-the-world trip from Florida to, well, what should have been Los Angeles, going all the way around. And let's see, Jack London left San Francisco on a ship headed for the Klondike to join the Gold Rush on This Week in 1897. And in the big news of the day, Seth Wheeler of Albany, New York, on This Week in 1871, patented perforated toilet paper. Thought you'd like to know that. We have more music coming up in the next 10 minutes. We're going to be hearing from Sinatra. We'll have Ralph Martiri, and here's Julie London and No Moon at All.
No moon at all, what a night. Even lightning bugs have dimmed their light. Stars have disappeared from sight, and there's no moon at all. Don't make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to park, and there's no moon at all. If you need atmosphere for inspiration, dear, one kiss will make it clear that tonight is right and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all. If you need atmosphere for inspiration, dear, one kiss will make it clear that tonight is right and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all.
Thank you. irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object like me. You can bet just as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old implacable heart such as mine, don't say no because I insist. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gotta be kissed. So on guard, who knows what the fates might have in store from their vast mysterious sky. I'll try hard ignoring those lips that I adore, but how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight it with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out just as sure as we live. Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gonna give. Fight, fight, fight it with all of your might. Chances are that some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out just as sure as we live. Something gotta give, something gotta give, something gotta give. Something gotta give, something gotta give. Oh, let's tear it up.
It's the Chairman, Frank Sinatra, with Billy Mays Orchestra and a Johnny Mercer tune from 1955 from a film called Daddy Long Legs. The song was Something's Gotta Give. We heard from Ralph Martiri with Penthouse Serenade, which has another title called When We're Alone, written back in 1931, made popular shortly after that by Ruth Etting. And we started with Julie London with a Red Evans David Mann tune from 1949, one made popular also by the Nat King Cole Trio, Julie London and No Moon at All. Well, let's see. Cleveland was founded by General Moses Cleveland, but it was spelled C-L-E-A-V-E-L-A-N-D. General Moses Cleveland landed on the eastern bank of the Cuyahoga River on this week of 1796. Aviator Wally Post ended his first round-the-world flight on this day in 1933. He had traveled some almost 16,000 miles in just over a week, 7 days, 18 hours. His famous plane was called, yep, you guessed it, the Winnie Mae. The last of Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scout program aired on CBS on this week in 1958. You may remember some of the artists that got their starts there on Talent Scouts, Tony Bennett, Pat Boone, the McGuire Sisters, and Connie Francis. And last but not least, former President Ronald Reagan was inducted into the Cowboy Hall of Fame on this week in 1989 in recognition of his role as George Armstrong Custer in the Santa Fe Trail and is the host of TV's Death Valley Days, which ran from 1965 to 1966. We have time for, a couple more. Here's June Christie right now and Skyliner.
Swinging all day, swinging on nothing, swinging away. Swinging on nothing, swinging, I say, swinging on nothing, Lord, Lord. Die swinging all day, swinging on nothing, swinging away. Swinging on nothing, swinging, I say, swinging on nothing, let the music swing it, so sing it. Don't have to tell me how to swing it. Swinging four pace, swinging on nothing. Swinging, I say, swinging on nothing. Swinging all day, swinging on nothing. The music, swing it, so sing it. Don't have to tell me how to swing it. Swinging for pace, swinging on nothing. Swinging, I say, swinging on nothing. Swinging all day, swinging on nothing.
Well, we're listening right now to Gary Irwin's Jazz Orchestra and Stormy Weather. And before that, we were supposed to play, Skyliner, and I played by mistake Swinging on Nothing, a Cy Oliver tune, and it's a darn good tune, so I'm happy we did it. It was June Christie from her CD called Big Band Specials. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. I hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.